less, accomplish more. A compilation. One morning recently, I felt discouraged and bone weary. Many things in my life were going very well, but there were a few areas where I felt very hopeless. As I looked at my reflection in the mirror, I heard God speak four words to me: "I will deliver you." I didn't hear an audible voice, but in my spirit, God's voice was unmistakable. I was startled by the clarity of the message. I thought, how will God deliver me from this? Looking back, I realized that how was ridiculous in the light of the who. All God was asking me to do was receive His promise and trust Him, nothing more. He was offering me much more than a quick fix or rescue. He was offering me a whole new way to live. But I wasn't sure if I was ready or even had the stamina for the journey that might lie ahead. Even so, the choices were painfully clear. I could continue to struggle all alone, pushing myself through one more day, or I could take God at His word and let go. Sheila Walsh. Ministry is full of stressful moments. Fortunately, we've got a great model for ministry in Jesus. His life was under constant demands. But through it all, Jesus never got depressed or discouraged. He never gave up. How did He manage to be at peace under pressure? And how can you experience that kind of peace too? Know what you're trying to accomplish. Jesus answered, "Even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid, for I know where I came from and know where I am going." Jesus knew exactly what He wanted to accomplish. You should too. Having a plan keeps you from being a victim of the tyranny of the urgent, just going around and putting out fires. No one likes to get to the end of the day and wonder if they accomplished anything meaningful. When stress comes our way, Jesus is our best model for dealing with it. Focus on one thing at a time. But Jesus said, "I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns also, because that is why I was sent." Jesus focused on one priority at a time, despite all the interruptions that came his way. If you try to focus on dozens of things at one time, you'll go in a dozen different directions. It's like light. Light has a diffused effect. But if you focus light, it becomes a laser. Don't try to do it all yourself. Jesus appointed 12, designating them apostles, that they might be with Him and that He might send them out to preach. Stress often comes because we think the whole world depends on us. Jesus enlisted and trained 12 other people to help Him out. He did His ministry with others and delegated His work. Make a habit of personal prayer. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where He prayed. Look at Jesus' life. Even though He was extremely busy and had a lot to do, Jesus made time to get alone with God on a daily basis. He would go away and wait on God for instructions. If Christ needed to do that, how much more do we need to get alone and let God speak to us and give us direction? Take time off to enjoy life. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a remote place and rest for a while." For many people were coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat. When Jesus said what he did in Mark 6:30, his followers had been out working hard. Jesus comes to them and says, "You deserve a break today." Rick Warren. I've always been an accomplishment-oriented person. I prided myself in knowing what to do, having my to-do list all prioritized, with the most important tasks highlighted, circled, or written in large print. I'd zip around town, stopping here and there, knocking off the minors while on my way to accomplish another major. I used to spend much of my quiet time with God with pencil and daily planner in hand, writing down the multitude of things I needed to do. I usually came out of my quiet time with my prioritized plan of action, jumping anxiously at the bit, ready to tackle the day. Getting my plan for the day constituted a big part of my personal time with God. But some time back, I found myself in a prolonged situation where it wasn't humanly possible for me to accomplish all that there was to do. My daily to-do lists were far too long, with too many variables. There were too many priorities and way too many other stresses. To top things off, I was physically exhausted. My situation was so overwhelming, in fact, that I really couldn't think about a to-do list. All I wanted was to be close to God. I knew that only He could satisfy my soul and still the raging storm. It was at this point that I experienced what Jesus described in John 15, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." I realized for the first time that Jesus doesn't want my to-do list, nor does He even want me to let Him be the author of my to-do list. He wants me to abide in Him, being nourished by the Word. I still have and make to-do lists, but not with the same intensity. It's no longer top priority. Touching Jesus is my top priority. Often, that's when I hear the faintest of whispers to my soul, usually about matters that are important to God. If my head and spirit are too crammed with my own thoughts, I might not hear those whispers and might miss something that's a must-do on God's to-do list. Philip Martin. Demonstrate your trust in me by sitting quietly in my presence. Put aside all that is waiting to be done and refuse to worry about anything. This sacred time together strengthens you and prepares you to face whatever the day will bring. By waiting with me before you begin the day's activities, you proclaim the reality of my living presence. This act of faith, waiting before working, is noted in the spirit world, where your demonstration of trust weakens principalities and powers of darkness. The most effective way to resist evil is to draw near to me. When you need to take action, I will guide you clearly through my Spirit and my Word. The world is so complex and overstimulating that you can easily lose your sense of direction. Doing countless unnecessary activities will dissipate your energy. When you spend time with me, I restore your sense of direction. As you look to me for guidance, I enable you to do less, but accomplish more. Jesus.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.